This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire.
The best part of my job is knowing people like Roger Stone and Gary Haven and Matt Drudge and all these other folks that are great patriots but scared to go on air, and Mike Norris and Chuck Norris. I always loved Kurt Russell. Turns out he's a listener and a patriot. I always loved, I'm not bragging, just how many people are fellow travelers in a liberty way, not a communist way. Even Jeff Bridges, big listener. It's like any actor I love, they end up being a listener. Of course, they're patriots. They're cool. We resonate. We pick up on that. And Trump's only a manifestation of that. I think he knows that. I know you've got a few final questions. I've got some. Roger Stone, at his core, seeing this, Trump realizes this is history. This is destiny. It's not some egomaniac thing. He really does care about America. He knows the globalists hate America. He's trying to make a stand against him. He knows he's on a potential a mission that'll destroy him politically or even physically, quite frankly, a suicide mission, some could call it. Who is, in 60 seconds, Donald Trump, and any other tidbits?
Above all, he's his own man. He's a nationalist. He's a patriot. He totally gets it. He's not a fan of Wall Street. He's not a fan of K Street. But above all, he is fiercely independent. And Alex, I got to tell you, I've dealt with some very tough customers, Richard Nixon among them. Donald Trump is the toughest human being I've ever met with. He is mentally tough in a negotiation, which I've seen firsthand. Smith has ice water in his veins. So when it comes to dealing with the Russians or the Chinese or any of our adversaries, he's the man you want. He's not a social worker. He's not a weakling. He's not Barack Obama. He is the tough guy we need, both mentally tough and physically tough.
And he's not a fake guy, I've been told. I mean, he just genetically wants a good deal for everybody and just won't be pushed around. And that's why they're scared of him. They're scared to death of him.
Yeah, and I think above all, his greatest single commitment really is to economic growth. He remembers what the American dream was like when he was growing up, and now he sees all these kids getting out of college, spend their parents going deep into debt or them going to debt themselves.
He'd rather just be a great patriot and a great American, not a buzzard feeding on our skeleton. Gary Haven, quick question for the consummate Trump insider, Roger Stone.
You know, Roger, I was invited for the third time by Eric Beach to be on a small group of advisors for Trump. And I've been waiting for my movie to come out, so I wouldn't have a biased opinion on it. But yesterday, Pat Buchanan wrote an article saying that Trump should not taint his victory by going to these establishment Republicans and trying to get them to cooperate. I think you talked a good bit about that today. You know, Trump's movement is because people are waking up and they've realized their country's been stolen. And he is providing the leadership that gives hope that we can take it back. So do you think that that there's enough of us freedom-minded people to drive Trump to victory without compromising with the establishment?
Yeah, I think that's precisely the point. In other words, if this were Republicans versus Democrats, then the concept of party unity would be crucial. You would need every possible Republican. The point is that Donald Trump is bigger than the Republican Party, and he has the capability to bring millions of Democrats and independents.
What's he already brought? 2.5 million more in?
Yeah.
So we already have 3 million more voters than they do. Let's take Florida, for example. Mitt Romney lost in the general election in Florida by 30,000 votes. 350,000 more people voted for Trump in the Republican primary in Florida than voted for Mitt Romney 4 years ago. The handwriting's on the wall. Trump can carry Florida. Now, I have concerns about the group that Mr. Beach is associated with because they have a $600,000 debt, and of the $1 million they claim to spend in Wisconsin, a more careful reading shows that they only spent $100,000.
Well, we're going to do this. I'm going to get you, if it's okay, I'm going to give Mr. Haven your number right when this broadcast ends, Mr. Stone.
Sure, I'd be happy to talk.
You guys can talk right after the show. Right after I end here, we've got Anthony Gucciardi about to come in and take over with all the fresh news info. Roger Stone, thanks for all the inside baseball. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend coming up, sir.
Great to be with you as always, and Gary, my regards.
Thank you. Glad to meet you.
All right, Gary Haven, congratulations on Amerageddon coming out tonight and tomorrow, and already having hit reviews. Thank you so much, and to you and Mr. Norris and others, God bless you.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
During the past few weeks, the FBI has dragged in Hillary's assistant, Huma Abedin, and Brian Pagliano, the IT specialist believed to have set up and maintained Clinton's server. Pagliano was given full immunity in exchange for his help with the investigation. An investigation narrowing down the correct answers to questions surrounding the emails on Hillary's private server deemed confidential that placed national security at a high level of risk while Hillary made a mockery of the U.S. Secretary of State office.
By the way, you may have seen that I recently launched a Snapchat account. I love it. I love it. Those messages disappear all by themselves.
As the investigation appears to wind down, Hillary will be interviewed by the FBI in a matter of days or weeks. regarding the answers the FBI now has to questions that must be corroborated by Hillary. The FBI and the Justice Department have denied any knowledge of whether or not the investigation is closing or whether or not Hillary is the target of the investigation. But The Hill reports Stephen Levin, a former federal prosecutor and current partner at the law firm Levin & Kurlitz, said, "This certainly sends the signal that they are nearing an end to their investigation. Typically, the way we structured the investigations when I was a federal prosecutor is that we would seek to interview the target last." Stephen Levin continues, "As you begin to interview people who are extremely close to the target of an investigation, people who are considered confidants, you typically interview those people towards the final stages of the investigation. So that way, if they tell you something that is contrary to something you've already learned, you can immediately challenge them on that information." Tech activist Marcel Lazar, a.k.a. Guccifer, claims to have breached Hillary's server at least twice. Guccifer said he first compromised Clinton confidant Sidney Blumenthal's AOL account in March of 2013 and used that as a stepping stone to the Clinton server. He said he accessed Clinton's server, like, twice, though he described the contents as not interesting to him at the time. Doodles by Bill Clinton appear to back up Guccifer's claims that were released as far back as 2013. It bears repeating the extent to which Hillary violated her position in the State Department, because most people have become completely accustomed to corruption as business as usual. Here are the facts. As the nation's chief diplomat, Hillary Clinton was responsible for ascertaining whether information in her possession was classified and acknowledged that negligent handling of that information could jeopardize national security, according to a copy of an agreement she signed upon taking the job. A day after assuming office as Secretary of State, Clinton signed a sensitive compartmented information non-disclosure agreement that laid out criminal penalties for any unauthorized disclosure of classified information. The sensitive compartmented information non-disclosure agreement details how Hillary has been granted access to sensitive compartmented information, or SCI, classified information. The agreement states that Hillary hereby acknowledges that the disclosure of SCI may constitute violations of United States criminal laws, and that nothing in the agreement constitutes a waiver by the United States of the right to prosecute for any statutory violation. The agreement is also severable, meaning if one part is unenforceable, the remainder of the provisions in the agreement remain in full force and effect. Bottom line, U.S. intelligence officials determined at least 4 and up to 305 of the emails Hillary's aides printed out were from Hillary's personal server and were SCI at the time they were written. 2 of the emails discussed classified drone information deemed top secret by the CIA. Hillary Clinton faces 10 years behind bars as required under the Espionage Act. Jeffrey Sterling, a CIA leak, was sentenced to 3.5 years after disclosing national defense information concerning a covert operation. And General David Petraeus was slapped with 2 years probation and a fine of $100,000 for revealing classified documents to his mistress. Petraeus, a former director of the CIA, a four-star general, and CENTCOM commander, had served our country for 37 years. So why would Hillary Clinton deserve immunity? Ignorance and or negligence of Hillary's possession of highly sensitive classified emails is no joke. In fact, if Hillary does walk away from this investigation with a slap on the wrist, after she personally went to great lengths to cover up a mountain of evidence, the entire farce will demonstrate just how far gone the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Justice Department really are. Hillary's path of deception could even serve to take those departments to the cleaners if Donald Trump becomes president and keeps his word. John Bound for Infowars.com.
The reason I'm here today is to encourage the U.S. Congress to take action to protect our country from its most imminent threat. Electricity would cease, the internet would go down, and the banking system.
The smokescreen of national security used by government at every level.
A strong America is the only thing standing in the way. Country only needs a little chaos.
We have a fog that has descended on our entire nation.
Hello, Mr. President. Now is the time.
The average American family only has 3 days of food.
We need to talk face to face. This is important.
Sir, what's the mission?
Disarm the population and restore order.
You have any weapons inside your home or on your person?
You have to give the president power to arrest any American by simply accusing them of terrorism.
The vanity of nationalism will quickly fade. These are but the birth pangs of a new world order.
I'm just so afraid of the world that you're going to have to grow up in.
This is the time, man, woman, young or old, when folks run and hide. Or they pull up their bootstraps and they fight.
When you sell your soul, it's a one-time thing. There's no going back.
Well, there it is. This is Amerageddon. And grassroots films, independent films are an amazing thing. Independent anything is generally an amazing thing when it comes to comparing it to... I mean, I don't know if you've seen the AAA movies out recently. They are just... many of them are just so terrible. And apparently, it's because when you translate these movies into other countries, because obviously they make more money internationally, like China and stuff, it's hard to translate a complex script. So you can't translate something that was like Shawshank Redemption. That's not going to translate well to a bunch of different languages, and it's too hard, and the overdubbing and stuff. So they make it so simple and so stupid that any AAA movie now can be translated easily into other languages and be shown in other countries, and they still make sense. So it can't be anything too much. So that's Amerageddon. And if you've seen the show today, Chuck Norris's son... directing it, and Gary Haven, a bunch of amazing people. So go out. This comes tonight in a preview, but it's officially launching tomorrow. Amerageddon.com. Check it out. Anyway, I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and this is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm always excited to be invited on as a guest host. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff to talk about today. The big stories that we're going to cover are Bayer said to explore bid for $40 billion seed company Monsanto. So mega pharmaceutical German company Bayer may actually buy Monsanto. Then we're going to have Kit Daniels come in the next segment and talk about Harvard scientists say Rio 2016 Olympics could spark, quote, full-blown global health disaster. That's from The Independent. And that Zika concerns prompt call to, quote, postpone or move Rio Olympic Games. Interesting stuff about that, because if I recall, Zika, everyone, the government said it was no big deal, and then they said it was a big deal, and then doctors said it was causing all these problems and leading to birth defects, and then a bunch of doctors said it wasn't, and it was kind of a no man's land on the truth about that, but now it seems like it's being hyped up again, so we'll see. Is it actually a bigger deal than they say, or is this just complete hype? We'll talk to Kit and look into that. Also, today, 0 to 400 miles per hour in mere seconds. Welcome to the age of Hyperloop. This is a very cool concept, like a super, super fast train. It goes 700 miles an hour, and they've actually got video of them testing it out and it working, the very, very alpha stages of it. But we're also going to talk about that and how the illusion of safety makes us think that's scary. Like, going on a train that could go up to 700 miles an hour if done right, they have, you know, 400 here, that is scary if you watch the video, right? That train could kill people. Meanwhile, America's number three killer is medical errors, and you get into a car, you could basically die at any point. And we're going to talk about normalcy and how the worst thing in the world is trying to be normal and trying to have this illusion of safety at all times. Because at the end of the day, all it is an illusion. And all that happens when you try to be normal and not talk about things that matter and not talk about this news because it might ruffle some feathers and people might think you're weird is just devastating consequence, and it affects the entire society. So we're going to talk about that. U.S. poultry workers denied breaks and forced to wear diapers on the job. That's real safe, too. They are in danger of serious health problems, report says. Tyson says it doesn't tolerate refusal of restroom requests. So this poultry company said, no, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom. Just wear diapers. So they're handling our chickens that we're eating, putting on the dinner table,
wearing diapers. You cannot make this stuff up. Meanwhile, massive frozen produce recall underway as 7 are hospitalized. Kind of an indicator that maybe some strange things are going on. Obviously, those two are not connected. But if you look at the state of a lot of these manufacturing facilities, trust me, I've seen them, it's not very good. Okay? And for all the bureaucracy out there to keep us all safe and the white glove handling and the mega inspections, it's amazing what people get away with, washing things with underwear and stuff. Anyway, be right back. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Talcum Powder Justice with principal office in California is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Can run on
All right, it's that time again. It's time for politicians and scientists to warn of a global pandemic. Now, I'll tell you what. I'm not saying this isn't the case. Could be. I've got Kit Daniels in here because I want to talk to him about this. I remember so many different times not knowing if the politicians and the political scientist people were just pushing a disease outbreak down and acting like it's no big deal to give the illusion of safety and give the illusion of comfort. I do remember in Fukushima when the Japanese government said everything's fine, everything's great. And, of course, independent studies would confirm it's 1.5 to 3 times worse than they said it was. And 70% of the cesium went into the Pacific Ocean. It was really bad. It was a really, really bad thing. But I also remember the swine flu and, you know, how that was supposed to be the biggest thing ever. And the government said it was basically going to kill people and it'd be horrible and watch out. And you better get your shots and all this stuff. And here we are again with the Zika virus. And what I want to ask Kit Daniels, because he wrote up a story on InfoWars about this, about what people are saying. It's not him saying it. Here's the crazy part from The Independent. Harvard scientists say Rio 2016 Olympics could spark, quote, full-blown global health disaster. And then another one here. Zika concerns prompt call to postpone or move Rio Olympic Games. So give us a brief overview of what's going on and why scientists are saying this could be a major global health disaster and if it's just overblown or if it's true in your view.
Well, right now you got Brazil. It's completely overwhelmed by this pandemic, Zika. You got the military that's completely mobilized. They can't stop the mosquitoes. They're doing everything they can stop mosquitoes. So now you got this whole city, Rio de Janeiro, I believe is how you pronounce it. You know, you got people that are dying left and right. They're completely infected. And yet you got these Olympics that are coming into town. And one thing I want to point out is that governments, they always expand by using a crisis like this. So, you know, as long as people see government as a solution, politicians can always sell whatever solution they want to the public to get what they want to expand the size and scope of the government. And so when it comes to Zika, let's say, for example, Zika's, you know, completely overblown. It's not that big a deal. It's not as big of a deal as, say, Ebola.
Right.
You can still have the government over-exaggerate the threat of Zika to, you know, get more bigger budgets, like the CDC, for example. They love this kind of stuff because it gives them an excuse to go to Congress and say, we got to have bigger budgets. We got to have, you know, more equipment and whatnot, more power.
It's a great motivator.
Yeah.
Full on fear is a great motivator. You know, it was declared a World Health Emergency by the World Health Organization. The number of suspected cases in Rio is the highest of any state in the country. And I've been looking into this, and quite frankly, there's no, you know, It's anyone's guess if it's actually this bad, mm-hmm. honestly, is the conclusion I've come to. But to postpone or move the Rio Olympic Games and say there could be a full-blown global health crisis, basically what you're saying is it doesn't even matter if that's true. The key is that overblowing it for beneficial gain in a very corrupt way yeah. that doesn't care about public health is the primary concern.
That's interesting.
Talk a little bit more about that.
That's the flip side. It's like, let's say that they're not trying to exploit the crisis, or they're not trying to kill people by letting people get infected by Zika. You still got the angle in which you have government and politicians that are putting public health at risk in order to make money at the Olympics. So that's a completely different angle, but still a very credible angle. And another thing that really scares me about this, Anthony, is like, unlike the Ebola crisis, the alternative media, we're not reporting on something that the mainstream media is not picking up first. Instead, what we're doing right now is we're reporting on what these Harvard Review scientists are reporting that the mainstream media already picked up on. I just went with a slightly different angle about it. And I saw this one thing in the Harvard Review that I even missed this morning when I wrote my article. It says, while Brazil Zika inevitably will spread globally, given enough time, viruses always do, it helps nobody to speed that up. So, and then you had the World Health Organization, when the Zika virus was spreading, like, I think in October, they went to Switzerland and said, this is a big deal. We got to find a cure for this. But now they won't even release a statement about Zika's impact on Olympic Games. That's really scary. And it's also really scary when you got Harvard scientists, which is like the top of the establishment, you know, breaking away and saying, hey, what's going on here? Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it is a key point, and it does remind me what I'm going to talk about in the next segment. We're also going to play your video that kind of relates to this. You know, you've got 400-mile-per-hour trains, the Zika virus, people are freaking out about the safety. The safety! Meanwhile, you have a higher percentage chance of dying in your car or, you know, medical errors and all this kind of stuff. It is a tool of just complete control to freak people out about this kind of stuff from the government angle and then seize more control and power. We'll be back in the next segment. I did want you to tell me about your video, but I think we'll just have to premiere it coming up in the next segment. Awesome. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, Kit Daniels. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. This is the fourth hour. We'll be right back with more news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Right, this is the Alex Jones Show, but I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and this is the fourth hour. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of news, probably more news than I've had ever before while being invited to host the show. But first and foremost, I wanted to read an article I just saw on CNN during the break. It's really, really interesting. Study: acetaminophen dulls your pain, but also your empathy. This is on the front page of CNN. The side effect of popping a pain reliever containing acetaminophen are well known. You may get stomach pains. You may feel nauseated. We'll add another possible one to the list. You'll feel less inclined to empathize with your fellow man. A new study by researchers at Ohio State University found that acetaminophen, the main ingredient in Tylenol, and about 600 other medicines, dulls you to the trials and tribulations of others. By the way, these are the same researchers that found the medication can suck the joy out of life for you. And if you click that, it talks about how it reduces your ability to experience pleasure. Feeling so happy you can't stand it, you might want to pop some acetaminophen. New study found that acetaminophen, the main ingredient in Tylenol, most forms of Midol and other 600 medications, but also reduces pain and pleasure. Crazy stuff. And I don't take acetaminophen almost ever because of all the research out there also about the toxic effects at low doses and things like that. I do take pain relievers sometimes because I have extremely bad neck pain from Lyme disease. But acetaminophen I try to avoid, definitely. And it's very interesting to find that it dulls your pleasure and ability to feel empathy for others. You know how many people are on acetaminophen-based pain relievers every single day? Maybe that's why they are not exactly empathetic to what's going on in the world. One of many reasons. And all the other things that people are on. And all the television that people are watching and their inability to talk about real topics. That's what I wanted to talk about on this segment specifically. Kind of hinted at it a bunch of different times with the Hyperloop stuff and everything like that. But let me just give you a few headlines. America's number three killer is medical errors, says study. Imagine wiping out the entire population of Orlando, Florida each year. That's essentially what medical errors are doing, according to an analysis of four studies on the topic that was published in the BMJ on Tuesday. 9.5% of Americans who die each year are killed by a medical error, making it the number three cause of death behind heart disease and cancer. Now, am I reading this to attack the medical industry? No, I'm actually not. I'm highlighting a point here, highlighting a point about how things really work. Massive frozen produce recall underway, seven hospitalized. Over 350 possibly tainted frozen vegetable products sold at over 40 different brands, years' worth of production are being recalled due to listeria contamination. Seven people are in the hospital. Another example, if 10% of smokers quit, $63 billion would be saved in the U.S. alone, and obviously tons of lives. So if 1 in 10 people in the U.S. chose to stop smoking, $63 billion in healthcare costs would be saved in the next year. So all this builds up to the juxtaposition of something like this Hyperloop. 0 to 400 miles per hour in mere seconds. We talked about it. The Hyperloop, the ultra-fast train they just tested, and there's a video of it succeeding. Now, when I talk about produce, though, it doesn't scare you. When I talk about driving in a car, it doesn't scare you. And to most people, when you go to the doctor and they prescribe you something, again, not just attacking the medical industry, when you go to the doctor and they prescribe you something, well, this is for your allergies, this is for your pain, this is for your headaches, this is for your back issues. That's not scary to most people. That's actually comforting. It gives them what I call the illusion of safety. But getting in the car does not. It also does not affect them. So they get in the car, they go to the doctor, they get to prescribe things. But in reality, the number three killer is medical errors, surgical errors, pharmaceutical deaths, etc. The number three killer besides cancer and heart disease. No one thinks about that. No one thinks about that. No one thinks, man, this train looks scary or this plane is scary. You ever fly on an airplane? Man, I used to be deathly afraid of airplanes. The lack of control you have, right? You're just sitting in this tin metal death trap and you're like going through the air and then you hit some turbulence, right? You're like freaking out. One time I was on an airplane and the emergency lights came on and the mask came down and I was just like, I'm going to die, right? I'm not too afraid of flying anymore, but I used to be. I'm like, oh man, I'm going to die. Or being in a boat or something. What this is, it's a disassociation with reality. It's a disassociation with reality, where our brain says something is big and scary and spooky, but it's not. And that's what we're talking about with the Zika. Maybe it is a big deal. I'm sure people are suffering in Rio de Janeiro, and it's actually very sad. But when we think about these spooky, spooky things, it makes us act irrationally. For example, I didn't want to fly on airplanes. There's a 1 in 20 million chance that you actually get into a plane crash on an airplane, let alone die. 1 in 20 million. There's a better chance, most likely, that one of these lights is going to blow up and kill me. There's a better chance that I will have an aneurysm. There's a better chance all of these things could happen. But instead, we aren't motivated by facts, logic, information, and statistics. Have we ever been? Absolutely not. No way. We're motivated by what our brain perceives to be reality. And the sooner we can understand this, the better and more efficiently and quicker we can actually do something about turning things around. And that's what the news cycle understands. That's what the news corporations understand. When they put something out, they don't sit there and back it up with 6 or 7 paragraphs of information and statistics. They don't do that. And you know what's sad? I don't do that either sometimes. You know why? Because people, at the end of the day, don't even care. I've done the studies on reading charts about how far people go down. You know, this audience obviously is way more educated and intelligent than the ones I'm talking to right now. But But if most people go into an article, they read about, like, here's the headline, here's the first paragraph. They'll go down, like, the first paragraph, and they'll exit the page, like 70%. Okay? They don't even want to read. And articles are on the way out now. Now it's just images, posters, and videos. That is how we've come to this part where there's so much crazy things going on because we don't respond based on real logic. We don't respond based on that. And that's how people are able to get away with things. Like this article, world's 10 most corrupt countries have received 2.7 billion euros in UK aid since David Cameron became prime minister. The world's 10 most corrupt countries have received 2.7 billion in British aid during David Cameron's time as prime minister, according to official figures. And it kind of cuts off because a lot of articles, even though they're mainstream, can't print properly. But basically, these politicians, man, they are so corrupt. It's such a joke. It is such a joke. Like when you go to the TSA, as I recently did, and they say, excuse me, you've been selected for a palm swabbing. Please stand over here for 5 minutes and let me inconvenience you to swab off your palms. Yeah, you're keeping America safe. You're really keeping America safe. It's all a big joke. But this is a big joke, too, because how many people do you think are really going to read all about how David Cameron, the UK under David Cameron, gave all this aid to foreign countries and everything like that and actually do something about it? Huh? It's a sad state, but you know what it is? And this isn't all just, we're all doom and gloom, okay? It's leading up to something. Why don't people want to talk about all this stuff? Why, if you share this video on YouTube or you share this stream right now, you say, hey, you should watch this program. It's really interesting. This crazy guy is talking about stuff that's actually important and matters and can actually do something. They'll watch it and they'll say, this is crazy. This is stupid. This is a conspiracy, whatever. You're insane. You're whatever. I'm going to label you all day long so I can disregard you. Why do they do that? Because they want to fit in and be the normal word. They want to be normal. They want to achieve normalcy. They want social status with their friends and family. And you will not be normal and accepted if you go against the status quo in any way whatsoever. And that's how it's built. So if you, I mean, imagine if you went to like some dinner party, and again, a lot of the listeners right now are totally aware and in all of this, but the average person go to like a dinner party with friends and family, and you're like, hey, did you know that David Cameron is like funding all these corrupt countries and all the other things we're talking about? Did you know about all that? Did you know about the corruption, the deep-seated corruption? Did you know about the government waste spending? Did you know about the actual stuff that's going on at the border? Did you know about the taxicab industry lobbying different governments for deregulation and banning all this? Millions in illegal citations from the New York police. Did you know that this major study said that cancer is man-made that we're going to talk about, that cancer is a modern disease caused by environmental factors and pollution from the University of Manchester? Do you know about the Bayer acquisition of Monsanto for $40 billion that might go down? Do you know about how China tried to smuggle a spy posing as an interpreter into a carriage with the Queen? They'd be like, what? Can we just talk about football already? What's the weather like? They'd be like, are you insane? Get out of here, you weirdo. You know why? Because you're not being normal. And being normal and being a rule follower is the worst thing you can do for your life. It's the worst thing you can do for the future of humanity and the whole entire planet. And I want to read something about being normal and being a rule follower and the normalcy, status quo lifestyle that we've been conditioned to fit into. It's powerful writing. Let's see if I can do it some justice. This is by Bryant McGill, and it says, rule followers are merciless rule enforcers. They are the vicious administrators of the status quo. Rule followers commonly derive their sense of superiority from following and enforcing convention and from being right. You know anything like that? They delight in prosecuting you with their piety and judgments. It is often the most responsible, sensible, reliable, and dependable people who will viciously destroy you and your dreams and the greatness within you. Okay, we're talking about people that want to be normal and will attack you for saying anything about what's going on in the world or actually caring. Normal is a failure of imagination, it goes on to say. Normal is an easygoing oppression. Normal is a silent violence against progress. Normal is an insidious benevolence, a sweet tool of conformity responsible for incalculable loss. Normal is the greatest constraint and coercive force in the world. If you do not feel the constant threat and ruthless pressure of normalcy bearing down on you, it is because you are part of it, an unknowing devotee of the unremarkable. It's by Bryant McGill. I'll tell you what, that summarizes it right there, doesn't it? Being normal, you are an unknowing devotee of the unremarkable. If you are someone that refuses to do anything outside of the status quo because you want deep acceptance by people that are weak, that you want to be a part of the establishment system that says you're nothing. You want to join what I call the establishment meat grinder, which means don't do anything of note. Don't you dare do anything of note. How dare I even come on here and talk about this? How dare I? Let me tell you what. People get mad when you cover news. People get mad when you pick stuff from the mainstream media and the regular media system and you talk about it because it can challenge them. Because they can't dismiss you as some wacky kook. And I'm not even saying anything that crazy. But the establishment meat grinder will put you through its system and you will come out the other end, if you let it, a devotee of the unremarkable. Normal is what kills. Normalcy is the killer of all greatness. It is a terrible thing. You are better than that. Anyway, some thoughts on that. So please do not be normal. Now let's hit some more news. We may go ahead and play a special report as well coming up about how people are just so disassociated with reality. They're so stuck in the system of smart tech and everything like that, which is a beautiful thing, and technology is a beautiful thing, but they're not even having real physical contact or real human interaction anymore. So it's a video from Kit that I was talking about earlier. Might play that here shortly. But first, let's talk about some things that are challenging the normalcy. This is an interesting story. How China tried to smuggle a spy posing as an interpreter into carriage carrying the queen during last year's state visit. Police commander confirmed incident in New Garden party footage. A Chinese spy tried to get into the queen's carriage with her during last year's state visit. Lucy Dorsey, who was in charge of security for President Xi Jinping's visit in October, was filmed by the monarch's official cameraman saying, "Well, they also wanted to come in your carriage with the interpreter." The queen appeared to be well briefed about the incident as she nodded and replied with a firm yes. So, a little bit of weirdness in there. Here's a topic you're not allowed to talk about. Abortion rates reach historic low in developed countries. Even say that word and you're bad. Abortion rates in developed countries are at a historic low, according to a new report, mostly due to increased use of contraception. However, the rates of abortion have remained unchanged in developing countries where the practice is often unsafe. A man who claims to have invented email sues Gawker for $35 million in libel suit. So I think you might have seen Hulk Hogan win. And he goes, "Well, gee, I'm going to sue too." The same lawyers who successfully sued Gawker Media over Hulk Hogan's sex tape has now sued the online publisher again, this time representing a Massachusetts man who claims he invented email in 1978 at the age of 14. Who knows? Who knows? On Tuesday, Charles Harder bought a libel suit on behalf of Shiva Ayodhari, a man who has gone on years-long campaign trying to convince the world that he and he alone invented email. I don't know why that's Gawker's problem, but I guess it is. And then this story here, very interesting one that we may have missed. It's from 2010. Someone sent it to me today, and it says, "Study is a man-made disease. Study strongly suggests cancer is a man-made disease. Cancer is a modern man-made disease caused by environmental factors such as pollution and diet. A study reviewed by the University of Manchester scientists has strongly suggested. Their study of remains in literature from ancient Egypt and Greece and earlier periods carried out Manchester's K&H Center for Biomedical Egyptology and published in the Nature Reviews, cancer includes the first historical diagnosis of cancer in Egyptian mummy." finding only one case of the disease in the investigation of hundreds of Egyptian mummies with few references to cancer in literary evidence, proves that cancer was extremely rare in antiquity. The disease rate has risen massively since the Industrial Revolution, in particular childhood cancer, proving that the rise is not simply due to people living longer. And I would argue also that there's genetic factors for everything, 100%. There's no question. There's numerous diseases that can be shown to relate to your genetic predisposition and your genetic makeup. But I would also say that it's been said time and time again, genetics are like the bullets in the gun. You have to pull the trigger, right? So even if you have a genetic predisposition to something, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get it 100%. It also has to do with lifestyle. I mean, you can't debate with me that if you go out every night partying and eat fast food and drink no water, you're going to get sick. Okay? That's not because of a magical thing that happened. That's not your genes. You're not genetically predisposed to get sick from partying. Okay? Some people can party longer. Some people can eat worse. But it doesn't mean that, oh, it's just my genes. It's a breakdown of the body. It's a complete breakdown of the body. And what happens is, you're having something internally wrong, and the body is showing signs and symptoms. It's expressing itself, saying, hey, there's lots of stuff going wrong in here, and if you ignore that for too long, you're going to have a worse disease hit you. And sure, it might be a genetic predisposition, but it's the lifestyle that triggers it in most cases. It's the lifestyle, and you can reverse that too. Instead of partying, eating like crap, how about do something good for your body? We'll be right back. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Lots more news to cover, lots more fun.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad that man.
All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to go ahead and play that video here in a second from Kit Daniels about how people are so disconnected from reality. They don't even have physical connection anymore with human beings or communication. But first, I want to remind you, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back at InfoWarsLife.com. The multivitamin drink mix. It's really, really great. You got to check it out for yourself. It's back in stock. It will be out soon. No questions. So check it out, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsLife.com. And here's the video from Kit Daniels. Physical interaction is dead.
Why are more men now watching pornography instead of meeting women? And why are more men now watching sports to experience thrill and a tribal sense of belonging instead of being active outdoors? Why do both men and women text each other instead of having more personal face-to-face conversations? And why do people play video games to experience adventure and a sense of accomplishment instead of being active in the physical world? And why do people watch TV to feel emotions by living vicariously through fictional characters? It all boils down to this one question. Why are people now content to be mere spectators in life instead of actively experiencing reality for themselves? Third wave feminism can take a lot of blame for this, is now that you see that men and women don't even know how to act around one another, and you see that marriages and birth rates are both on the decline, like I mentioned in a previous video. But there's more to this problem than just feminism. As blogger Corey Savage points out, there's been an extensive transformation creeping into how we live our lives. It's called the rise of the anti-physical culture. Unlike our hunting-gathering ancestors, whose physical activity meant the difference between life and death, we have allowed the division of labor to transform us into shiftless sloths. But as bodybuilder Mark Rippetoe once pointed out, our rugged physical existence won't just disappear because deaths were invented. And that's why mental illness is so prevalent today. Our bodies yearn for physical activity, yet we sit stationary in front of computers and smartphones, feeding our minds the equivalent of electronic junk food from Netflix to porn, as Sandy Mann with The Guardian points out. Although we seem to live in a varied and exciting world with a wealth of entertainment at our fingertips, this is actually the problem. Many of these amusements are obtained in remarkably similar ways, via our fingers. We spend much of our work life now tapping away at our keyboard. We then look for stimulation, watching movies, reading books, catching the news, interacting with friends via the internet or our phone, which means more tapping. On average, we spend 6 to 7 hours in front of our phone, tablet, computer, and TV screens every day. Simply put, we're living our lives contrary to our physical nature, turning our bodies into blobs and our minds into mush. So is it really that surprising then that so many people now suffer from depression, anxiety, and attention span shorter than a goldfish? Case in point, a couple of months ago, I was at a swing dance event here in Austin, Texas, and I saw this one girl in particular who was there dressed to dance. But instead, she spent the whole night by this dance floor, tapping away on her smartphone and checking Facebook. And I'm sure you've had similar experiences yourself. We're not unphysical, we're anti-physical. Our zombie inactive lifestyles are not only destroying our health, but also our human experience. We're so addicted to our fake worlds that the real world seems boring in comparison. Instead of enjoying the warmth of the sun and the subtleties of the breeze, we panic if we can't check our Facebook accounts every 5 minutes. And men in particular are less attracted to women in real life because they see thousands of photos and videos of scantily clad women who exist to them only as mere pixels. To sum it up, we're replacing real-life, tangible life experiences with a fantasy world. And no matter how much we lie to ourselves, our subconscious knows the truth. And the political establishment wants this. They want people who are mere spectators in life who can't challenge the system. And compare this to our founding fathers who revolted against the British Empire. They were constantly on the move throughout the colonies, assembling makeshift militias to defend not only their rights but also their homes while battling frostbite, disease, and hunger. And yet these were common everyday people. So how are they any different than people you'd run into, say, today at the coffee shop? Simple, they lived a physical life. They weren't distracted by social media or TV or football or porn. They lived life in the physical world with the entirety of their being, where their mind, body, and soul were interconnected. They didn't need TV shows or video games.
Give you the rest of that video. Check it out on YouTube on the Real Alex Jones channel. That's just the Alex Jones channel by Kit Daniels. What a poignant key notion. People are afraid of human contact. They're so desperately afraid of it. I mean, if you walk someone on the street, I actually wanted to do a video. Go talk to random people on the street. They're like, whoa, what? Is a human being speaking to me? Oh my God, what do I do? Complete shutdown of social interaction and reality. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Thank you so much for watching. And Alex will be back from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard tomorrow. This is the Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit